Blog Talk Radio.
Life after dust, life after dust, life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Fed J. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story, you better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal, take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded, we belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular, can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show, and it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J was good, my dude. You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
Hello, 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 hello. What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life at the Dust Live, man. It is a beautiful Monday. This is the first show of the new season. And as you know, if you never noticed, we are on a little bit earlier now. So we get back to one of our favorite times of doing it. You know, the shows now come on right before my boy Stevie Mac's show. So definitely big him up. You know, definitely check him out. He's definitely in the airways. He comes on directly after us, so definitely check him out. And it's definitely a great way to wind down your day. So anyways, man, you know, today's show's been pretty crazy. You know, we're going to bring you some hot new music, as always. I'm going to bring it for right now. There's some hot news, hot mess, all that good stuff. But, of course, today I decided to bring in a very special guest co-host, and man, big ups to her. She's been a long-time friend of the show, and definitely is great to have her come through. So I'm about to go ahead and open up the line for her right now. All right. What's up? The beautiful Seven is in the building. What's up?
Greetings, Teddy Bear. excuse me, what? I was just drinking some water. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. I can hear you.
Okay, how are you doing? Are you okay?
I'm doing fine, you know. It's crazy. You know, y'all, sometimes some of you don't realize it's crazy. Like, dang, that's true. They knew sometimes some of the magic I do right before the show, they're like, you did what? And you managed to make it there? Sitting down, breathe for a second, and sit there. Yeah, I know. I have some kind of magic tricks under my sleeves sometimes, but hey, it is what it is.
Well, you know what? That's what professionals do, right?
Right. Yeah, you got to make sure you got a super cape on and things happen when you don't at least expect it or whatnot.
Exactly.
No, of course, you know, I got to tell everyone, like, you're a long-time friend of the show, and some people are like, she's a long-time friend of the show. Now, who is that? Now.
Well, wait a minute. I'm sorry not to cut you off, Sadie J, but firstly, I want to say congrats, Sadie Bear, on your third season. You go, boy.
Thank you.
I'm proud of you. So, you know. Now, we're here to speak of Seven. So we can't tell them about the radio show.
Oh, yes. Okay, yeah, we definitely, yeah. There's some tricks. Yeah, I agree.
Insider.
Yes, because some people are, like, wondering, like, oh, man, I know they're wondering, but, hey, y'all just have to figure it out.
Yep.
You put two and two together, you figure it out.
Nah. Exactly.
But anyways, like I said, it's definitely one of the great things is that you actually been doing a lot of music and whatnot, and we also got some stuff that's on iTunes.
Yes, my new single, May I, entitled May I, is on iTunes right now. And, and Sadie, did you get your copy yet?
Oh, yeah, I already loaded into the I got loaded into the Switch now. I do so much, I'm like, I can't, what step did I do? Okay, so it's about to load on the Switch as we speak. But,
oh my gosh, I am so honored. Thank you so much, Teddy J.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Angel. Thank you. Okay.
Now, you also, too, another thing you've done, too, is you've done a track with a good friend of the show, the beautiful Red Shades, in which, that's definitely crazy.
Yeah, she's a shout out to Red Shades. That's like my baby sister. For those of you who are unaware of who she is, just Google her name, Red Shades. That's RedShayDes. D-E-Z, I'm sorry. And while doing so, make sure you check out www.thedustspot.com. That's DUSKSPOT.com. That's Sadie J's personal website. There's no limitations there, and it's better than Facebook. I even have one. You can follow me there. Dustspot.com/SavinGavia, and keep up with me there. And also follow me on Twitter. That's SAVV, V as in Victor. YN Gavia, GAVEA. And
there you go. 7 years. Now, you've actually done, I've been looking at some of the stuff you've done. You've done some of everybody, too, because we've even talked about, like I said, Red Shades. You done something else with another person on the show, friend to the show and whatnot, Black Rose.
Black Rose.
So this is
Black
crazy.
Rose.
I'm like, God, this woman is on it.
Thank you. And I try to really be versatile in my music. And Black Rose, he's a really dope lyricist, and I believe that he's underrated, as well as Red Shades. And they have a lot to bring to the table. I really enjoy working with them both, to tell you the truth. So it's been pretty interesting. And I've done a few other collabs, but I've never put them out on display.
It's crazy, like you said, versatile. Like when you watch some of the stuff like you've done, it's like you have one point in time where you can have some music where she's like coming real hard at you and really dropping some like it hit you like
idiot.
In the chest. And then you got stuff that's like, ooh, wee. Like you gotta get a fan out because Nikki, I'm hot and bothered type music. You're like, okay. Like, we're actually going to play one of those tracks today. The one of Red Shades. I got to check that one out. Especially y'all watch the video for it. You're like, oh, okay. It's just kind of okay. It kind of puts the visual aspect to the whole entire lyrics.
Yeah,
whatnot,
the visual aspect is certainly, you're going to need a bowl of ice water if you're going to watch the I'm Ready video. Yeah, and it's actually a remix of the Alicia Keys, I'm Ready, Unthinkable, I think it's entitled. Yeah, and we were pretty elegant, very conservative, but for the most part, it's definitely a turn on. I guess you could say, when it comes to that song, Red Shades and I, we went erection. You get it? Like, we went so erection. Like, We went hard. We went hard. We went erection. That's what we did.
That's a new one. Yeah, y'all been trying to steal us stuff, man. Make sure y'all say y'all say hyphen seven. That's good day after that.
And there's a young lady who's actually trying to steal my name right now, but my name is very unique, so you're never gonna hear that name ever. Okay.
No, there's plenty of people that I love it when I go to Google. I see people that try to use your name made big, and I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, that's crazy. It's like there's no seven. I'm the only one. Please Google it all over the world, not just in the United States. And it's kind of pathetic, but I mean, they say imitation is the best form of flattery. I disagree, but it is what it is. I mean, we can't go around patenting our name all the time, so.
Right, yeah, because I'm like, I know, sometimes I'm like, what the heck, so.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to go to a quick song break, and while we're waiting on waiting on the other song to load up, looking at me, peering me in the face like, we're taking our time.
And make sure you call in and congratulate Seti on his third season, people. Try to do something. Be wonderful. Call him and say something nice.
Oh, you can say something mean. You can say something mean, too. It doesn't matter.
No, don't say anything mean. Don't say anything mean. If you say anything mean, then you're going to have bad luck for a week.
I like people say something mean sometimes. It's fun. It spices things up. But then I get to act a fool.
Well, why don't you start off the show that way, Seti? I mean, you have to, after the commercial, you have to let me know what we're talking about today so I can know which character do I need to get into. Because I know you, Seti. You're very mannish. You're a very mannish young man. And you love to speak of things that are very sexual. Ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who do not know, Seti J happens to be a really huge freak. And so maybe
on that note, we're going to this song, right?
On that note, oh, my God. Too steady, you behave. See everyone? See?
We're just too long. Finally, you come along. Baby love, explain yourself, baby girl. Lead out, lead out, lead out, lead out, lead out.
We had a club sleeping on the wall, 7 days, so we can be here by the next month. Can't eat no sleep. Like a bug to a screw, ooh, what's the way you look so neat? Spread your feet.
Lord, you're a Michelin girl, girl, please. Time to have sex. Long time you have the road, boy, you have sweet good flex. Time to have sex. Look how long you have the road, boy, you have to carry the weight. Out of patience. Love it you get, that will be sufficient. I rather wait till I can't wait no more. X amount of loving heart for me a little. Just to you, she knock on the door. Only to touch her, me no one up no more. Start to finish, good flicks. Time to have sex. Look how
Everybody, this is G-Man.
It's Shy Baby.
And whenever I'm not listening to the Bon Vivant mixtape,
I'm listening to Life After Dusk live on Blog Talk Radio in the Dusk Spot.
All right. Yeah. We're back in the building. yes. All right, man. Definitely. We got 45 minutes left in the show, whatnot. You know, thank you to my special guest call today, my girl Seven Gavea in the building. And man, we got a lot to chop up today, man. Like, definitely. First off, you know, obviously I get going on some of the celebrity news because I see it's obviously some good stuff, and of course can't have the good stuff without having a hot mess. All right,
but I like the way you put it though. You're like, I've seen some unlooking uncool things, like that's not too cool, but you know.
Yes,
you didn't get it.
Yeah, I was like,
no, okay,
I
wait.
Reading
are we
and my
about,
brain went, duh.
Are we talking about hot mess first, or are we talking about? Are you talking
about? Oh, yeah, we're talking about some of the celeb foolishness.
Like the Kim Kardashian and Kanye West story.
Oh, man, yeah. Damn,
how do you feel about
that
situation? Like, that's pretty out there, right? A bit outlandish.
I mean, for me, I just, you know, Kanye West and Kim Kardashian both confuse me. I like Kanye West as an artist. They just mean, that's how I personally feel. I'm like, hey. Like him as an artist, but one thing that confuses me is, you know, some of his choices of women he's talked to. And, you know, he sits there and he complains about, you know, Amber Rose and stuff, but then you go talk to someone that's 10 times worse than Amber Rose. So you talk about Amber Rose, you know, doing what she did, doing her dirt and whatnot, but then you talk to the queen of dirt, in which, you know, Kim Kardashian has had more balls in her than the basketball court.
Oh, my God, Sadie J. Well, you know what they say, a hard head makes a what did they say? A hard head makes a something about your butt.
Makes a soft butt. There you go.
Yeah, so, I mean, I guess he's going to have to learn the hard way. Kind of like when Maxwell was dating that model and then she dumped him and he was crushed for, like, 4 years straight. I think that sometimes we just have to get over it. And I don't think that how is he going to expect different results if he keeps using the same recipe? And that's recipe whore, you know? So you have to use something other than that, as you would call it, Teddy. You think that these women are sleazy. Do you not agree?
Yes. I mean, exactly. Like, when you said it perfectly, I love you say, like, you want something different, you got to have a different recipe. Of people you talk to, because that's the thing.
Yeah.
Like, I can really say pretty much most of them I've talked to weren't crazy. I can say that. I'm able to talk to some of my exes or whatnot, and not necessarily mean I'm going to try to do something with them or whatnot. I can easily talk to them, be cool with them because they weren't crazy, and I could actually, at the end of the day, that's healthy to be able to hold a conversation. So you touch because you spent some time with them and they have a dust into your personal aspect of your life. So I like the fact that I've been blessed to have talked to crazy people. Well, talked to a couple crazy people. I ain't gonna say I haven't talked to them. There's been some that done some really crazy stuff. How you would know I'm going to go with that. I ain't going to go in today. That's another show, another day. But yeah, so it's like, this woman publicly. I know they say, oh, you know, the media bigs up everything, whoopie whoopie woo. But, I mean, she's a attention whore. Like,
let me ask you one black dick to the next black dick.
See, I mean, I just don't understand. It's like, and as long as it's powder than gold, she's going to be happy.
So, Fetty, let me ask you this. If you met a young lady and you were dating her for about maybe 6 months, and somehow, some way, you've established feelings for the girl and you're really into her, right? Now, what if you find out that she's done a lot of the things that Kim Kardashian has done? Would you dump her, or would you try to put it behind you? How would you deal with the situation if you had a woman like that? What would you do?
That's a tough part. It's like, the thing is, sometimes some people change. You know.
They change,
and that's the thing, and especially if you've been talking to that person, for 6 months, and they pretty much have gone against the fold of what they used to do, then you have to respect that. We've all done some crazy stuff
do you think that maybe Kim Kardashian may have changed, and maybe she's like a one-man's woman, and she was, you know, willing to give herself just to Kanye and only Kanye. Do you think that she's capable of doing something like that?
I can't believe that, because they say the famous phrase, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. This woman has shamed me already, because I'm sitting here thinking, well, goddamn it, this woman's going to get, no, we're not going to get, no. I said that back. Because after the Ray J incident, I was like, oh. But then she can't see. It was shame on her. She fooled me twice. Because when she was talking to Reggie Bush, I really thought that relationship was really real and it was going to last forever type stuff.
You know, so did I. On that situation, I have to also agree. I think that she and Reggie Bush weren't truly serious, but then I hear that he broke up with her for whatever reason. I don't know if he was cheating on her, but I heard that he broke up with her. So I guess, you know, in certain situations, love really doesn't last forever. Why do you think he broke up with her?
Right. I mean, I just think, you know, maybe, you know, some of the insecurities that she brings about, you know, it got to him or something. It may have been that. That's what a person may think, or, you know, I don't know. We have never known. It's like,
well,
what is the question?
How many minutes
it takes to get to the 50-year-old center of a Tootsie Roll Pop? The world may never know.
Wait. Let me ask you this, and stop making me laugh, by the way. I'm trying to be serious here. Would you consider yourself one of those guys who would be insecure if you were dating someone like Kim Kardashian?
I didn't get to the point of dating Kim Kardashian, because I know her dirt already.
So you wouldn't date
that? That pretty much saves that point, because if I go into it knowing what I know about Kim Kardashian, I wouldn't even approach her.
So Kim Kardashian just isn't your cup of tea?
Yeah, she's not. She's just not my cup of tea. She's just.
So now we've gotten down to the bottom of it.
My thing is, I know that there's some people that everyone in the world, I mean, everyone's not perfect. Hell, Teddy J's not perfect. But,
yeah.
I mean, this is what
I didn't know that. I didn't know that, by the way. I didn't know
Teddy
J wasn't perfect, by the way. I'm not
walking on water or anything, so I'm not perfect.
Okay.
This is crazy. I mean, this woman has had more black dicks in her than the Mayflower slave ship. It's just ridiculous. Like, I'm just really, it's crazy, man. Y'all gonna have me act up today. Y'all gonna have me act up, trying to be good.
You know what?
Y'all gonna have
me. This is why I absolutely love you. This is why I love you, because it's like your show is a no holds barred type of show. It's steady. You go in, you don't try to be too political or anything. You just go in. You're like, you know what? If I feel like calling someone a bitch today, that's what's going to happen. And if I want to speak, so you know what? I have to say that I respect you for that. And I'm actually looking forward to it. That's actually why I was very honored when you asked me to help you co-host your first season of the show and be a guest on the show, because I'm very proud of you, and that's what you're supposed to do. Do not ever change your essence, because I know that you probably have negative people out there every day plotting on your demise and rooting for your downfall, and these are sort of the things you have to think about in order to push forward anyway. And so you just continue to sharpen your armor and don't let them break you. No one can take your essence. You are a beautiful man, Fetty. You're very precious, and you have come a long way. You have accomplished a lot in 3 years, and that is something to be proud of. And so that's why I am very, very elated about being here. And, yes, please get as ignorant as you need to be. I will be here for you, Fetty J, okay? You just get ignorant, down and dirty, and I will be right here with you.
All right. I'm laughing. He's so wild. I'm about to Goofy Bone into the chat room acting the fool. He said, "Did I pay her to say all of this?" You well, I'm not even gonna play with you, Goofy. I'm not gonna play with you today. I am not gonna play with you today in the chat room. He was letting me have it. Like, now, just the day he told me to open his line for that. You can put your hand up now. I'm gonna open your line just for messing with me.
Oh my god!
What's up, Goofy Bone? What's up, bro?
Oh man, Seti, didn't I tell you not to open up my line? I'm drunk already. I mean, it's 5:30 over here on the West Coast. I went to lunch with a beautiful woman. You know, fucking had a wonderful day. I'm just enjoying the beautifulness, and then I had to come over here to say, hey, what's up to you, because, you know, we're part of the Trilateral Commission, so I thought I'd say what's up to you, and, you know, now you got me on the phone. Who's that beautiful woman that you paid to talk good about you, say? How much does she charge? Because I need some good words about myself, you know, because none of us are perfect. Until you pay a beautiful woman to tell the world how perfect you are. You know what I mean? Shit. I need that.
Well, wait a minute. Now, wait a minute. I think that you are wonderful too, Goofy Bone. I do.
Oh.
And shout out to 186 Deuce, by the way. That's Goofy Bone Show. You can tune into Goofy Bone. Just Google Goofy Bone 186 Deuce or Straight Lope Records, okay? Online. You can do that. Goofy is an amazing guy, ladies. Who's ever out there looking, he's a Gemini. He's very handsome. This is Love Connection right now. He's a Gemini. He's very handsome. He has really sexy eyebrows. And he is
Wow. A human.
So for all the ladies looking for a Goofy Bone, I've met him personally. He is a very, very handsome man, ladies. So, you know,
make sure
you check Goofy Bone out as well. He is a beautiful man as well. All of you guys are beautiful. You should know that.
How much money do I owe you, baby? I mean, come on.
Seriously.
Y'all made me feel like a millionaire right there. Jesus. Thank you, sweetheart. I love you so much.
I love you. I love you so much. And I love you too, Betty, too. I want you to know that. I love both of you, and you don't have to pay me anything, Goofy. Your presence is priceless. That's good enough.
Now you're getting my pants all wet, girl. Just stop right now. Just stop.
Oh, my.
Seti, I'm sorry. Well, when we first met, you know, Seti was a player here at Blog Talk Radio. He would go into every woman's radio show. He would always put baby powder on his chest, you know, he'd have his shirt open. And, you know, he'd always dazzle the women, you know what I'm saying? At one point in time, I hated Ceddie J because, you know, he had all the women in Blog Talk Radio history in his hands. And, you know, for me being the person that I am, you know, sometimes you got to hate some people sometimes. But, you know, Ceddie's a great guy, everybody. And I just want to let everybody know, congratulations to the new season, Ceddie. We're still live here on the good old wonderful network that we call home, Blog Talk Radio. And, Ceddie, congratulations on your new season, man. I just came here to represent, man. You're my old friend, Ceddie, and shit. We've had some great times. I mean, great times.
My two managed boys. I have my two managed boys right here. Oh my god!
I'm a choir boy. I don't know what you're talking about.
You're not a choir boy. You're managed. You're very managed. There was a girl carrying a mink jacket, and said he said that the jacket was nice, but he was too busy controlled on the curviness of her booty. That was his exact words. He was like, yeah, the mink jacket is beautiful, but I think I'm more excited by the curviness of your booty. So that's how much of a pervert he is.
Nah, if Freddie was a real pervert, he would have told the woman, he would have peeled her skin off just to wear her so he could feel how sexy and adorable that she is. That's what I would have said. Fuck the mink coat.
Is that velvet? I'm not too much of me. All right, I'm about to go. This one for that. I got to put this one song on, and then we'll be back. I'm acting pure fool, as we always do. Hold on. Seven. It's only supposed to be 49 seconds. I got the I'm ready track. It says 49 seconds.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
49 seconds. Damn, that's a quickie right there.
Yeah. They said that there's they said that there's 27 minutes remaining.
Oh no. On the track you sent me.
The track?
What is it? On the track it says 49 seconds, is that right?
No.
Oh, okay. I don't know what the heck Blog Talk is doing today. It's just on some brand new stuff. We're going to find out what's going on.
Is it the one with Red Shades and I?
It's that one.
Oh, no. We have to fix that, darling. We have to fix that ASAP.
We got to fix that one because... I mean, you think you're hot about it now, Goofy. Just wait till you hear that song.
Yeah, you know what, Ceddie, fix that while I fix her, and then we should go to a commercial break right now so everyone could just, you know, get back on the same page.
All right, so we're going to be back. We're going to play. Actually, this track is by Seven Gamea. You can find it on iTunes. It's called May I. And yeah, definitely check it out right here. On Life of the Dust Live, your boy Ceddie J. Shout out to my boy T Mill in the chat room. Shout out to my girl Junie listening from the Dust Spot. Just shout out to everybody wherever you listen from. Appreciate you.
Take one. Feeling fresher than I imagine. Them ladies legit, men I bring you seven. But an introduction is nothing when you're established. Rolling the ass, chicken for fellas, what do we have? A selection of butter, vanilla cream, chocolate pecan. So I combo for a minute, look for chemistry in us. We flattering one another, swap the IGITS. Call up my boy, table for two. VIP, a sex location, then I hop in the bath. So women keep up encrusted by a divine. GIA, my design, got a Russian brat in the O-sign. Plus he's still on my mind, he didn't bring no cash with him. I tripped my last with him, his image is so seductive. I'm ready to dash with him, pay the tab. We hop in the cab, things are moving fast. Introduce you to luxury value, things you never had. We noticed the Jane exit the automobile expression. She has a few questions, pondering, hoping that don't be sexing. Forgive me for being prude, straightforward, I'm never true. But baby, I need you next to my body, what do I do? Company me in sacred times, put your body next to mine. Watch my performance, I promise there will be no next in line. body's shaking, I refrain. Requested a session, too, can we do this shit again? I told him I couldn't, cause he would never be the same. He smiled and confessed and say that it's love he's trying to gain. Unfortunately, baby, your feelings are not the same. I'm the player, right, and loving me isn't part of the game. Replied that it's a shame, it stresses he understands. Gotta blame it on my pheromones, normally they're contained. If you think you catch your feelings, I hope you keep on restrained. I enjoy this single life, I ain't looking for me, it may give it to your brain.
Who thinks twice when you're living your life? Open to every option, if he's willing, I might see, baby, I may inquire if you spend in the night. And if you're worth it early morning, probably go for a bite. Nush, pretty be a salon, cheap, little leaky. I can tell you don't do this all the time. Maybe I'll change your mind, guarantee you'll never find another. Not trying to be a wife, yet rather would be a lover. So Mr. Stubber, who thinks twice when you're living your life? Open to every option, if he's willing, I might see, baby, I may inquire if you spend in the night. And if you're worth it early morning, probably go for a bite.
Everyone, this is your girl Red Shades, and when I'm not writing songs or directing music videos, I'm tuning in to my boy Ceddie J on Life After Dusk and the Dusk Spot. Make sure you check out his website on duskowls.ning.com. Become a member right now. All right, y'all. One.
All right. We're back in the building. Yes. Man, see, I got exactly what I said, you can go from the sultry sound, and then all of a sudden, real raw flow.
If you check out my new song I just uploaded on YouTube the other day entitled Shottas, I really go raw there. I'm cursing, I'm going in, bitch, fucker, everything. So go check that out. But you know what? There's an attitude for every occasion. And also be sure to check out that single that you just got through listening to on iTunes. All right? So that's right. May I by Seven Gavia on iTunes. All right? And shout out to Ray for that radio drop, too. That's my little sister right there. I love my sister.
Yes. So it'll be a big up to Red Shades. And shout out Shout out my boy Goofy Bone in the chat. Wow, now he said that.
Oh my God.
That he is boycotting Red Shades on his show until she calls back in.
I feel you, bro.
We gonna get her. We gotta get her.
She's been really busy. She's working on her album. She's really busy. We're both working on her album.
She has the new LP. She has coming out. Infrared.
Yes, and that's going to be out sometime in the near summer. And also, she just finished having her pre-release party. So, I mean, my little sister, she's getting it in. She's really busy with college and everything. But, yeah, we're doing the best we can as artists. And we're just trying to keep our heads above water and try to get some acknowledgement around here. I mean, look, we're not talking about sucking dick in our songs. We're talking about real-life things. And that song that he just finished playing was actually my ode to female players, being players if they choose to be. So, I mean, sometimes we have fun with our creative license, but nonetheless, it's always good to just show your true self. Like, make any kind of music you want to make. I mean, don't just make one genre. Your brain isn't that small. Like, get creative with it. Be something. Be authentic. Get it out of your head.
Exactly. And I mean, that's what makes a person an artist. When you just do you, and you kind of just like, okay, let me experiment how, let me take my own personal style and then mix it in with this another type of fuse it with something else, someone, and that's what makes you an artist. You know, you don't limit yourself.
Never pigeonhole yourself. Never ever allow yourself to be pigeonholed by anyone, and never just stick to one genre. Otherwise, you're never going to get ahead. That's like some people who are just content with being one-hit wonders, or people who are content with being, you know, you hear a few songs like, what's that guy name? Fetty J. Houston, the guy who stabbed himself in the eye?
He said from Houston?
Yeah, his name was like Houston or something like that. He stabbed himself in the eye.
I'm forgetting his name right now.
Yeah, well, okay, or think of like Chingy. Like, Chingy's not doing anything anymore. It's just like, or Young Buck. Young Buck is hood rich, and he's like a dope artist, but he's hood rich. He puts himself in only one genre. He says, look, I just want to do this type of rap, when he could probably be doing a lot of other different things. So it's like, you just have to dig into your creative license and go inside and bring it out of you. Everyone is still unique, but for whatever reason, they've chosen to become sheep and be followers. Now you look around, you see like 16,000 boys wearing skinny jeans, and it's like, who are you? Oh, I'm Lil Wayne. No, Lil Wayne is Lil Wayne, but who are you? Like, who are you? And they've lost their identity, so it's like they're losing that. And that's what makes me in Red Shades dope, because we're authentic and we're not trying to be the next Barbie or the next anybody. We're just trying to be the next Savin Gavia and the next Red Shade.
That's exactly. That's how people, when they see me, they're like, man, we don't never know. Sometimes you might be dressed up, but sometimes you might be this, like, wherever, like, any day people know me for being me. I used to, and the thing is, like I tell people this all the time every chance I get. I wasn't always the person that you see today that's always like, oh, I can be me and be feel free to be me without not caring about what people have to say. I had to go through years of not, you know, really, heck, almost a decade and a half of really dealing with that, of not really feeling comfortable to be who I want to be. So, you know, it's just something that, and it's not going to happen right away. Things happen at the right time, they need to happen.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's one thing, like, I'm going to tell myself, I say everybody else, you know, if you don't like my individuality, then you're whack, because at the end of the day.
Yeah, because that's,
you know,
that's
how you become successful. When you,
yeah,
because nobody
you
wants
know.
A copycat.
That's right. And by the way, when you were born, your certificate did not say anyone else but Cedric. It didn't say Cedric and the haters or Cedric and the naysayers. So who cares about what they think, you know? It's all about you. And I personally adore your personality and your originality, Cedric J. I think that you have some really good energy. Your swagger is really good.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I mean, it's people like, it's people that have, the people that think individually, and how they think is always the ones that respect that. And that's why I appreciate people like yourself. People like, there's people that act wild and crazy, but no one can do wild and crazy like Goofy Bone does. Wild and crazy.
He has his own genre
of crazy. And
you know what? Goofy Bone is the most awesome person. This is what makes Goofy Bone different from a lot of men out there. And I'm sorry, but yeah, it is actually the truth. I'm sorry. And I know some guys are probably listening and they're like, what? Why did she just say what? No, it's the truth. Goofy Bone doesn't care about what people think. I have hosted Goofy Bone's show with Goofy Bone and Miss Computer Lady. And there have been people who call it and they try to say things to piss off Goofy Bone, and it never works. He's just like, oh, where are you? Oh, well, you know, go suck your mother. You know, do something. Why suck your mother, you know? Like, he'll tell him about himself, and he doesn't care, and he gives you confidence, because you're like, if a guy like Goofy Bone could be hated on by people and still do what he does with a smile on his face and a wonderful personality that will uplift anyone's spirits if you're in a bad mood, then I can do it too, because that's how he is. That is how he is. He doesn't care about what somebody thinks. He doesn't care about how people perceive him. He's just Goofy Bone, and you got to love people like that. I love people like Goofy Bone and Steady J because you guys are very realistic individuals. You guys have your own thought process, which, by the way, kudos to that because a lot of men don't even use their brain. But I am proud of both of you guys. You guys keep me entertained. And I used to keep you entertained as well. And Goofy he sweeps you off your feet with his personality and sense of humor. So it's just crazy. He'll tell you he loves you, and he will mean that shit. So, but you have to earn brownie points for that though. And he's really
exactly yeah. like some people. Oh yeah, you know. And that's the thing. Like speaking of not being individual. I get hot mess, a personal hot mess. And okay. Shout out to Junie, who was at this is right now. Me and her were talking about this. I think it was yesterday or the day before. I forget what day it was. Exactly. But we were talking about how people who, you know, people had those muffin tops, and they always, why did they always love to wear tank tops? Or the most tight shirts they could find. It was yesterday. I remember now. And the phrase she said was, I died laughing. Just because you put a colorful top on top of your muffin top does not make it a cupcake. Just because you put a colorful top on top of your muffin top does not make it a cupcake. In other words, you know, when people think of a muffin as just plain or whatnot, it's a muffin, but then you think, oh, I'll put some ice in it, some sprinkles on it. Oh, it's fabulous. It's a cupcake all of a sudden. And I thought that was a very good analogy because that's what some of the people try to do. I mean, I'm not saying that there's big girls like that. There ain't some sexy big girls, but I'm saying yes, as far as how something like wear looks right. Because sometimes y'all not wearing looks right. And the thing is, hey, here's some big girls. I'm like, I would give them the bone in a second. But the way this, and you can wear very sexy looking, very sexy stuff that fits you. Like, that's what I understand. Like, some people don't really understand it. Like, you can wear the tank tops and stuff, but it's just how you decide to wear them. You also, why are they always going to get the smedium ones that don't fit? It's like, damn it, like, you can be sexy, but you mess it up because you're trying to be something that you're not. Like,
oh my God.
Stop, I mean, just get out of it. It drives me nuts, like.
Oh, my gosh. Steady. Oh, my gosh. That is the sprinkles. That killed me. You know that, right? The sprinkles on top of the cupcake, that just had me on the floor laughing. I had to put my phone on mute. Because you were going in, but it's very true though, and I think that some young ladies do need to dress more appropriately. If you know that your stomach is going to be hanging to your knees, you don't put on some really thin pants and a mini top, and then your stomach is hanging out, and it's just not appropriate. And I don't think it's really good for your skin to be exposed like that in front of people personally. But I don't know. And then, but if it were me. If it was like a guy or something, he was kind of heavy set, I kind of wouldn't mind. Like, he could not dress like that in person, but I wouldn't mind that he had, like, excess weight or anything. I don't judge guys because of how their body looks and stuff like that.
Right.
So
exactly.
Like you were saying, there are some beautiful big women out there, and there are. I have a really big friend. Shout out to Krishna, who's a very big.
I'm being real. Let's all be real. How many of you guys out there have had sex with a big woman? Let's be real about that.
Be real about it. There's nothing to be ashamed of, you know. And it's really sad because I've tried to, in my younger days, when I was younger, I would hang with a lot of the girls my size, and we were really, really small of petite. But I would go out of my way to get to know the bigger girls because some of the kids would make fun of them. Oh, you know, calling them the whale and the elephant, and that really messes with the person's psyche once they get older. And, like, some people are really born with really bad shapes. It's not their fault. Like, you've seen a woman, Steady J, when she's had, like, a shape, but she's shaped like a frog or, you know, or Humpty Dumpty, and it's just, like, not her fault. But now they come up with names now. They're calling them SpongeBob and just saying all this stuff. And I don't think that that is right. But the way that they're dressing, I agree with you 100%. If you know that you are shaped like SpongeBob, then maybe you should tuck away that red white beater or throw it in the trash, burn it or something, wear a T-shirt. Because no one would like to see that. And I don't even think that the person wearing it is happy with it on. So it's like, why do you dress like that in public? So I do agree with you, Steady, on that. But as far as a person just being fat, I don't agree. Like, I wouldn't put a person down if they just had a jacked up shape, you know? And I'm actually, and I'm far from conceited, but I'm a very beautiful woman, and I love all men. I love men. You guys are so adorable. I will, if you have horns on your feet, I will crush them off for you. If you have hair on your back, I will wax your back. If you need a shaving, if you need your nails clipped, if you need your socks ironed, if you need a really good meal, I am there. But, you know, I don't think that it's appropriate when a guy steps out and he's wearing a T-shirt and it's above his belly button. Oh, no, that's a no-no.
Well, no, he had a guy who's on a midriff. Okay, yeah. Let's take a pause for the calls on that one.
Yeah. So,
yes, most definitely, like, I said, it's just different stuff, like, I'm not being behaved today. Someone said I'm being behaved. I don't know, but I'm acting a fool today. Like it just depends, like different people, and there's some skinny chicks that do stuff like, ugh, like it's, because some people are like, oh, you just, you know, no, I make sure I make it very clear, the weirdest thing to look at, and when there's a skinny chick that has no ass, and she got nerve to put on some, she got nerve to put on some House of Dairy on, or some apple bottoms, some jeans. Where is it? It's like, let's find the apple bottom for me, and then we get the discussion. I've seen it before. I'm like, but you don't have a, you have one, confused, you have one apple bottom jeans, but you don't have.
And I used to envy women with apple bottoms. I actually wanted one. I don't have a flat behind, but if anyone ever remembers Halle Berry from Strictly Business, I'm more of that. That's me. That's me right there. The whole little butt and everything. Like, I've always envied women who have the, what do you call it, Sadie? The onion booty? Like, I've always wanted that. But, unfortunately, I got more of the other side, so I didn't really quite pick up anything. I'm smut, and I don't have that much southernness in my back yet. I have that, so I mean, I was blessed with breasts, but as far as the butt, I don't really have a big butt. But I can.
I'm talking. I mean, a lot of people. I'm talking about the ones that where it look, I mean, it just looks like it's a wall from the back to where the end of the ass is. That's what I'm talking about. The ones where it don't look like there was an ass that started somewhere.
Okay, I get where you're coming from. And excuse me, I'm snacking on something right now, but I get where you're coming from now. You're talking about the girl with the pancake butt, the flat butt.
Yes, IHOP, International House of Pancakes, Waffle House, Denny's, whatever you want to call it. Yes, them butts. Like, it that bugs me to wear, see you wear apple butt. I don't see it. I just don't understand. It doesn't make any sense.
Oh, my gosh. Wait a minute. Where did Steady Jake, where did Goofy Bone go?
Oh, well, he dropped off. He's in the chat room right now, but he's not on the line.
Oh, okay. I was just wondering, because you know that he was just in Nevada and he didn't come and see me? Did you know that?
What's up, man?
He was just in Las Vegas. Well, he wasn't in Las Vegas. He was in Nevada, though. I'm not going to actually disclose where he was, but he was in Nevada, and he didn't come and see me.
Hold on. We got something for that. Where are you guys? Where are you? Where are my little insects?
He didn't...
We had to get my little insects on that one.
He just left me. He just left me hanging. Like, he just came through the city and he didn't even stop and say hi. And everyone knows how lonely I am.
Oh.
Teddy, so are you gonna come to Las Vegas and spend some time with me, Teddy Bear?
Yeah, we got to do it big. You know, we got to help me lose a lot of my money. That's what's gonna happen. I mean, the first time I went to a casino, which is one right here, very nice one that's right by me.
Okay.
I didn't lose a lot of money, but I lost a decent amount.
Okay, well, look, next time you're in town, make sure you come and spend some time with me, and I'll take you to a few different places. Now, I know you love to eat, but would you be open to trying something new like Mediterranean foods? Because that happens to be one of my other favorites.
I'm pretty much, as long as I don't see anything moving around while I'm trying to eat.
No, of course not. No, nothing of the sort.
I'm going to be fine.
No, nothing of the sort. Trust me, you're gonna be fine. And it's gonna.
Like, you're not gonna say, "Hey, let's eat some worms or something."
Yeah. And it's really reasonable, and it's a really reasonable restaurant. It's very secluded. It has kind of a romantic setting, but don't you get the wrong idea, Freddie. because I know how you think. Okay, because it's very romantic. Now, it's very secluded, and I think. You know, the bill normally comes at around $120, $150, but don't worry about it because the lunch will be on me. So, I mean, as far as thinking that you have to spend some money for lunch, don't worry about it. I will pay for it. So, just accompany me and enjoy the food. And the surprise is you get to see live belly dancers, and there's also a live band there. So it's one of my favorite places. I have to take you. So hurry up and get to Las Vegas so I can take you.
All right, hold on. Oh, no wonder. Goofy said he is online. Okay, hold on. I gotta refresh my freaking switchboard. That might be why I can't see him. Oh my God! Yeah, you guys are messing with me sometimes. It's like long time ago, messing with me. Oh my God! And I kid you not, I look and I refresh and what I see is dude's been on the line, y'all, for 6 minutes. Oh my God, y'all are kidding me, Blog Talk.
What? Who is it?
Yes.
I can't. It's Red Shades.
Okay, so all right, Goofy, you back on the line, man.
Is it Red Shade?
I've been back on the line. I've been waiting for her to iron my socks. Shit, I've never had a woman iron my socks. Oh, man.
Yeah, I can do all of that. I can do that.
And you know what? I'm sorry. I was with a group of individuals. It wasn't my own car. I didn't go up there by myself. But trust me, I'm gonna make my way down to your neck of the town, and I'm gonna have those type of thoughts when we go to a nice little restaurant. Okay, so you just better be ready.
Well, you know what? At least you're honest, and since you're honest, you know you. If I take you to lunch, then if I happen to reach over and my fork falls on the ground, you're more than welcome to look.
Okay. I was really hoping she'd say you're more than welcome to just open it and just let it hang out, you know, but I guess not. I'll just look.
who's that from the 702 that's in the building?
What happened?
Yo, what's going on, man? I just came through to help my man, Fetty, celebrate his third season. It's your boy, Kareem. What's good?
What's good, man?
No way. Not Kareem.
Yo, Seti, congrats,
yes,
man.
Sir.
Third season, bro. You hanging in there, Goofy. I ain't got nothing to say to you, dog. All I can say to you is El Pollo Loco around this motherfucker. El Pollo Loco. You know what I mean? And Miss Gavia, I want to say, man, congratulations. You know what I mean? I love that little line in your song, May I? If you will and I might, I was like, yeah, baby, we all willing around here. And Sid done had a brother on hold for the longest around here. I'm like, well, hell, if you willing, I'm not, ain't no might, I'm ready. Like you and Red Shades be saying. You know? Goofy, what's good, my bro?
Nothing, I'm just chilling, man. I'm over here drunk as hell. I'm hanging
man,
out
that's
with
a normal, everyday occupation
people.
24/7 for you, brother.
Well, shit. Sometimes you just got to drink. I'm sorry. But how you doing, man?
And I'm alive, bro. I'm alive. I'm just come through representing all my favorite people was on the line. I just had to jump in. And I'm like, yo, this is my man Seti. Third anniversary. He's still holding it down on BTR.
Oh, yes, man. It's
yeah, BTR
crazy.
Changed from the times when we used to run around butt booty naked here. You know, you
ain't that the damn
like,
truth, brother. But, you know, folks used to be having four-hour shows.
Out there.
You know what I mean? When folks used to be around here having four-hour shows and shit, then switch over to another two-hour show, then everybody just go from show to show, and then you look up, you've been on BTR for 10 hours around this motherfucker.
I know. It's, you know what? That's what the thing is, like, because a lot of times I be wanting to do that, so I'm like, where else can I go to? Like, I'm like, oh, my God. But it's slow. I can say it's slowly something like that again. Like, I'm starting to see a lot of familiar faces around here again. I'm like, thank you, Jesus. Because, I mean, I just look around, and this is, you know, it's some shows, you know, there's new shows, you know, of course, times change and new folks come through. But some of the new folks that come through, man, some of these shows, they're confusing.
Yeah.
That's the doggone truth, man.
And it's like you said earlier, they try so hard to be politically correct that it's annoying. Like, let's go by this script. Okay, let's do this. All right, you're gonna do the most. Like, okay, just keep it raw and uncut. Just be real with us. And you know, it's rarely any show that is out here. As just being the same true to themselves, you know, they're trying so hard. Like, some people, I mean, it's all right to strive to want to be the best at what you do. Don't get me wrong. But don't sit here and try so hard that you're trying to be something that you're not just to try to get ratings and say, well, I want my show to be big. So if I act a certain way, it'll be big.
End of the day, that's why I'm
pretty much like my show. I ain't changing who the hell I am. Yeah, I can forget that.
Some of us aren't featured like you, Seti. So, you know, congratulations to you.
thank you. Oh man, I know. I'm still everything. I look at that. I'm like, I'm still just as confused as I was when I first saw that. I'm like, y'all sure y'all the right person? I'm like, oh,
well,
no,
maybe
man.
That's why you've been hanging in there
food.
So long. Maybe that's why you've been hanging in there so long, Seti, is that people still relate to anything that's too perfect, people can't relate to it. We got to relate to shit that shows a little bit of confusion, a few flaws in it. You feel me?
Right. That's why I get excited. Like, I'm like, dang, when Goofy Bone and Ryan for a while, you're not taking his show anymore. And you're okay. And then he comes back, you're like, oh, man, the fool shit starts again. Like, now he has like people who talk about ponies and stuff that are on his. They come to his show. It's like, oh my god, these people are crazy.
Shady, I'm gonna tell you something. I've listened to Goofy's show on more than one occasion, brother. And sometimes I think people call to get abused because that's what Goofy do.
I mean, you stand there and you just want to get beat up.
Goofy is awesome, though.
Goofy, I'm going to tell you something,
they're
bro.
They're a button for punishment anyway. If they
yeah. Goofy, I'll never forget that Etta James tribute show, my brother. You're a damn fool.
That's when you were hosting the show with Kay, remember?
You know, I'm mad at myself because Etta James was in Vegas, and I wanted to see her, and, you know, I went off and fuck some, you know, wonderful visitor from Vegas, and I was mad at myself. And I told myself, I go, one of these days you're going to die, and you're going to kick yourself in the head over a piece of pussy when you should have watched Etta James live in Las Vegas, Nevada. And to this very day,
bro,
I'm still kicking myself because I love Etta James, and I love her till the day I die. And I'm still mad, man. Shit.
And, bro, I'm going to tell you something.
I mean,
you express that emotion raw on the air, no filter. Everybody heard you crying. I'm like, is Goofy really on the line crying? My dude was just letting it out.
I love Goofy. Oh, my gosh, I love him. I love him. He's very, just to tell you.
I'm sorry, but the truth is the truth. And, you know, I'm not sitting here trying to act like I'm going to get a serious radio contract. You know, I'm just me. that's who I am. And you know, I'm here on Blog Talk Radio. It ain't nothing going to do.
Yeah.
Nothing nobody going to do about it. We all here. We all family.
Truth, brother, that's
we
what makes you 100%.
And that's it.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, there was a new host that hit me up, and they were like, oh, man, like, you've been doing this that long? Like, how do you, like, I literally told them, and this is the advice I gave them. It was very simple. I said, just be yourself. That's a simple thing you got to do to really stay in it. The moment you start to falter and not be yourself anymore is when people are going to be like, well, okay, I don't know about this.
But sometimes you have to even wonder, was that person ever who those people thought that they were? Because sometimes we have to dumb ourselves down and in order to fit in. Like my cousins, they judge me all the time. A lot of people wouldn't know that this is how I truly talk behind closed doors, but when I'm around everyone else, it's like, yeah, 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 and I don't like doing that. And this year I made up my mind that I'm not going to appease anybody. Like when I'm around my cousins, just because they have seventh grade educations and stuff like that, then they want to sit up there and make fun of us using a large vocabulary. Sometimes you don't even have to use a large vocabulary. It's just because your grammar is different than a person who's talking with a lazy tongue. It's like then you get, like, judged for it. But it's like, who gives a shit? Because we all live in glass houses, so it's like you can't throw a stone if your glass bowl is as big as mine. And I don't even mess with them anymore. It's like, you stay stupid. Like Lupe said in his song, I'm Being, he's like, baby girl, does it matter that your hair is done and your toes done? Like, your toes are done and your hair is dead, but you're still stupid. And that's the way I feel. Like, I don't want to roll with girls like that. And if they don't like the way I talk, they can kiss my ass. Because I'm still cute and I'm still intelligent and I can get hood, so it doesn't really matter. I'm still Fab and Gavia and I'm the shit. And I rock it like that. And I talk it like that.
And
that's why I don't
jack
off to
you. I still jack off to you.
Gucci! Yo, Miss Gavia, while we were talking, I just checked out that Shotta's remix on your YouTube page. All I got to say is,
thank
sick.
You.
Who
yes,
knew somebody
Manu.
So pretty could get
yes,
so gangster? Seriously.
True that. Yes, Mom. I know I'm going to try to do my thing, you know. Then? So,
shit.
Up there.
Somebody help, please. Jamaican Shotta's got me on my knees. I'm like, what?
Thank you.
So, see, a raw, no Vaseline. Mm-mm-mm.
Wow.
Yes, most definitely. I'm trying to make sure before, yes, in case Blog Talk has to pull some that shifty stuff where they go, oh. And I was on the air and I went into the after hours thing and they dropped me out at a note. Like it had all this time on that little counter and I was like, oh, okay, good. And then it just dropped me off out of nowhere. I was like, okay.
Yeah, those fucking bastards. I think I was like 20 minutes into overtime, and I'm there having a good old conversation. And boom, thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye. I'm like, you motherfuckers. I hate that shit.
One girl gave me her phone number. I was trying to ask her for the area code, but I can't figure it out because they hung up on me. All I remember was it was 7-7-7-93-11, and I can't remember what it was. I can't remember the area code. I'm texting the area code. Anyway, thank you for using Blog Talk. Goodbye. I was like, okay, I'm done. I'm done with y'all. Y'all got right for that. So, yes. That's definitely But
now, Freddie, you have to come on now. Like, I think it's time for you to wrap it up and play another show. I'm over here getting very hot and bothered, and I need you to take a break so I can go wash myself between my legs and cool off.
Well, then, you know,
and
then
we
go
back off to this woman, Jesus.
On that note, I guess, you know, I want to say thank you to everyone for just bringing in. No, we celebrated 3 years last week. We celebrated 3 years of doing the show, and it's just crazy to be doing it that much, man. Like, without the people that support it so heavy, we wouldn't be where we are today. So
yeah,
this is big up to everybody. Big up to my boy Goofy Bone for being a big supporter, Kareem for being a big supporter, the girl, Seven Gavea being a big supporter. Shout out to Judy out there at the floor of my chat room. Shout out to my Dust Bar chat room. And then shout out to my boy Black Convo is King Broswell, for those that didn't know. And he's actually one of the affiliate networks of Dust Bar. So big ups to his network, because I like his network because they don't give a damn. They going. He pretty much, well, he always asks those very tough questions that he poses to his site people every week. So I appreciate him for doing that kind of stuff.
Yeah, Bradford's awesome.
T-Mill, shout out for T-Mill coming through. Of course, Goofy Bone. And then everybody else is listening through the archives, because I know a lot of people who always listen, they always come back and tell me, oh my God, man, I can't believe you said that. So, yeah, it's crazy. So I just definitely want to say big ups to everybody. Tomorrow, you got Craig Corso every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. You can catch the show at 5 p.m. on the West Coast. That's 8 p.m. on the East Coast. And then where I'm at in between, it's 7 p.m., so y'all can check it out. And heck, on Tuesdays, shout out to, you know, on Tuesdays we had three lovely young ladies that host the show. And I like it, and I think that's a good fit. I appreciate them for being the host, because they have definitely became a very great asset to Life at the Dust. Like, every Tuesday, I don't you don't hear me on there, really. I sneak in every now and then, but they completely host the show, and they are another one of those people that they don't give a damn. They're going to say whatever the hell they want. And that's what I love. That's what we want. We want to bring back the reality in radio. I cannot stress it enough. Stop being afraid to be you, because you want to try to get this big, like Goofy Bone said, this big radio contract or whatever. At the end of the day,
shit,
I'll be on
Blog Talk for the rest of my life.
I don't, and it's gonna be funny, because then when stuff happens and it's like serious sponsors coming to us and stuff like that, people gonna be like, "Dang, I should just be myself." Exactly, just be yourself. I cannot stress that enough. Just be yourself. So that being said, we are rolling on out. Reminding you, in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a J, over there's a U. There is a way. Y'all tuned to another episode of Life at the Dust Live. Your boy, Sonny J. Make sure y'all, on Wednesday, it's going to be hump day. You know, Wednesday's a hump day Wednesday, so y'all definitely come through. You never know. You have sometimes crazy artists come through acting a fool. Sometimes we have very beautiful models that come through, and we ask them some very tough questions. So definitely come through. All right, we are rolling on out, and think on it.